Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Google's Sundar Pichai is sounding the alarm for 2025, and it's not just another corporate pep talk. The AI arms race is heating up, and Google's feeling the heat. They're planning a full court press of AI features to stay ahead of the competition, but here's the real challenge. They're trying to innovate at breakneck speed while regulators are breathing down their necks. It's like trying to win the Indy 500 with a police escort. Expect to see Gemini, Google's AI heavyweight, popping up everywhere from search to workspace. They're not just playing catch up with OpenAI, they're aiming to leapfrog them, but this isn't just about keeping up with the Joneses, it's about survival in a rapidly evolving tech landscape. Speaking of OpenAI, they're making moves of their own. They've admitted that training super intelligent AIs is burning through cash faster than they expected, so they're pivoting to a for-profit structure, creating a public benefit corporation to oversee commercial operations. It's a high-wire act, balancing their lofty mission with the need for cold, hard cash. This shift is likely to pour gasoline on the AI arms race. We're talking mega rounds of funding and valuations that'll make your head spin. Investors are scrambling to get a piece of the AGI pie, and it's only going to intensify. But here's where things get really interesting and a bit concerning. All these AI advancements come at a cost, and I'm not just talking about money. AI data centers are turning into energy vampires, potentially disrupting power distribution for millions. It's the dirty secret of the AI boom. These models might be green in some ways, but they're putting massive strain on aging power grids. This power problem could spark a wave of innovation in energy-efficient AI hardware and algorithms. Keep your eyes peeled for startups working on low-power AI chips and more efficient training methods. It's not just about making AI smarter, it's about making it sustainable. In the world of consumer tech, LG's taking the smart appliance concept to a whole new level with a microwave sporting a 27-inch touchscreen. Because apparently, we all need to scroll through TikTok while reheating our leftovers. It's peak 2025 energy, folks. YouTube's testing an AI-powered play something button, finally giving us an algorithm to fuel our collective procrastination. It's like they know us too well. On a more serious note, NVIDIA's acquisition of Run AI for $700 million is a big deal. They're planning to open source GPU orchestration software, which could make AI infrastructure management more accessible and potentially accelerate innovation across the industry. As these AI models grow exponentially larger, we're left with a somewhat unsettling thought. Are we inadvertently creating digital kaiju that will devour our power grids? The quest for artificial general intelligence might just lead to very real blackouts. It's a reminder that as we push the boundaries of what's possible with AI, we need to consider the very tangible, real-world implications of our digital ambitions. And thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.